Every week we update you on what's happening in the world with an eye towards Bible prophecy because we believe that we're living in the end times that the Bible talks about. Some of the most amazing prophecies in all the Bible were given to and recorded by Daniel in the 6th century BC. In the last chapter of his book, the angel Gabriel said to Daniel, this is from Daniel 12, verse 4, he says, "But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase." Some interpret the words "knowledge shall increase" to mean that our knowledge of prophetic truths, like the ones given to Daniel, would increase once we are in the end times. While not disagreeing with that interpretation, others add that it will be a sign of the end times that human knowledge in general shall be increasing. According to one author, the Hebrew word for increase implies not only an addition of knowledge, but a multiplication or a general human knowledge that is increasing exponentially. And so it's not just that more will be known, but it will be exponentially increasing. And so the question would be, is knowledge increasing exponentially? And the answer is yes. According to estimates, by 1900, it had taken 150 years to double all human knowledge. Today, it takes only 1 to 2 years to double all human knowledge, and by the year 2020, knowledge will be doubling every 72 days. I saw a chart the other day. It's insightful in terms of the kind of technical society we live in. It listed the following statistics. Every 60 seconds, there are 11 million conversations on instant messengers. Every 60 seconds, 2.6 million CDs with 1,800 terabytes of data are created. Every 60 seconds, 38 tons of e-waste is generated. And this is maybe the most telling of all. Every 60 seconds, 1,100 acres of land is farmed in Farmville. Please quit sending me Farmville invitations. In the United States, the number of cell phone subscribers increased from 340,000 in 1985 to 180 million in 2004 to 327 million in 2011. As we enter 2012, worldwide there are about 1 billion mobile phones that can be connected to the internet. In 5 years, there will be at least 100 billion devices and other objects connected to the internet and to what is being called the Internet of Things. Essentially, everything will be embedded with a radio frequency identification tag, an RFID tag, that will be readable on your cell phone equipped with near-field communication, or NFC. What does all that mean? Here's one possible scenario. You're walking down the street. Along the way, you open your cell phone to camera. As you move along, your camera view receives near-field communications, transmission icons embedded in things. Similarly, Starbucks senses your NFC broadcast and sends you a text advertising its double latte special because it knows you've spent $42.60 on similar products in the last 12 months. You lift your camera, point it towards Starbucks, and it calculates you have a 7-minute wait with 4 customers waiting for their lattes ahead of you. Any number of other people, locations, or other objects you pass transfer a sea of NFC signals about that object. If this sounds like science fiction, the author says, think again. It's already available or being tested in China, South Africa, Germany, France, Britain, and 24 other countries. AT&T, Verizon, MasterCard, Visa, and Spain-based Telefonica are shipping units as fast as they can become available. Facebook, Google, Wikitude, and dozens of startup software companies are providing the cell phone apps. Your interface to read these sensors will be your cell phone via an almost unimaginable technology called augmented reality, AR for short. Facebook, Google, Wikitude will be transformed, allowing you to use your cell camera to enter a world of objects augmented by informational icons. To enter this world, you simply look through your camera lens and all the images have search links about that object superimposed on your live camera image. Now, you and I may think, hey, I don't want all that. It don't matter. It's coming. You'll be able to do all that. You'll be able to walk through the aisles at Walmart, and all the products will be telling you how much they cost everywhere else, so that you can, it'll eliminate couponing, ladies, I'm sorry, because it's just fantastic technology, really. It's super science fiction stuff that's happening right now. And so we actually have to say that human knowledge is increasing exponentially for the first time in human history. For the first time in human history, what Daniel said is actually true. And so I would submit to you that these are the end times that he was told about some 2,600 years ago. Now, it's a good thing we're not looking for anything really to happen. We're not waiting for a prophecy to be fulfilled. We're only looking for and waiting for Jesus Christ, because he said that he could come back anytime to resurrect and rapture the church. And so that's why every week we say to you, get ready, stay ready, and keep looking up, because ready or not, Jesus is coming.